Welcome to show number 8 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by NorCalSportsShop.com. What is up, people? Thanks for tuning in. We got another jam-packed show for you today. I'm going to talk about a lot of different things today. First things first is, you know, a site that I visited very regularly to get news and information on the hobby, and also they had quite an extensive message board of collectors, and I would go there and I would mostly read. I think I was a member for maybe 2 years or so, and I only had about 200 posts, which isn't very many, but I mainly read a lot about what people were collecting, things they said about certain products and maybe certain players. And I got a lot of really good information off that board and learned a lot. Well, Beckett decided to change their entire site, and it's a very ambitious thing to do. If you know anything about web design and things like that, those kind of things are not easy. They were running their message boards on open source software, which is basically free. You could literally go download that software that they were running their boards on now and set up the exact same board or a very similar board to any genre, any topic you wanted to do. It's not a very hard thing to do. It's something I did for another company a while back. And it's amazing to me that they would just redesign their entire site and go with something completely different. Now, I just got onto their new site. It just launched a few hours ago. And to me, I'm not really a big fan. And I know it takes a long time for things to develop and things to work the bugs out. And, you know, Windows always comes out and needs, you know, thousands of patches to finally get it correct. And it always takes a lot of time. But to me, if you're, you know, a commerce website and you rely on people going to your website to buy things or to click on ads and things like that, when you put out a new site, to me, it needs to be at least an upgrade or somewhat similar to the previous site. So there's not very many bugs, and you've tested it for a really long time, and you've done a lot of research on what collectors want and what collectors need. It doesn't matter what genre you're in, but website design is not an easy thing. And to me, you can check it out for yourself, but I think Beckett just swung and missed. Strike three, game over. That website really, especially the message boards, I went there to kind of check it out, and it's all now just kind of a general discussion. Nothing is broken down individually anymore. All the topics are kind of gelled into one. It's very hard to find certain things, find certain topics as it was on the last message board that they had, so I was pretty disappointed about that because, like I said, I went there for a lot of information, not only for this podcast recently, but for, you know, for prospects and things like that. It was a really cool board, and it really, we'll see if it changes. But, you know, just as a side note, I don't think I will be visiting that site until the first of the year, because to me, after doing a lot of web design and spending thousands and thousands of hours designing websites, not my website, but for other companies and stuff, to me, it's just deplorable that you would put out a website that wasn't even half as good as the last one, because I thought it was really easy to use the last Beckett, and it was really in-depth, and there was a lot of different ways you could go into that site, whether you were on the message boards or not. And the site that they have now, is it looks a lot flashier, and I bet they paid a ton of money for it, because to me, it looks somewhat one-off in their design. Boy, it's a disaster, and I won't be visiting until 2009. You can mark that on record, unless they hire a team of designers to come in there and fix all the bugs and things that I didn't find that worked, and wrong linkage and buttons that didn't work, things that weren't very clear. It's just not very good to me. Check it out for yourself, but if you visited the old Beckett site, it's quite a bit different, and I'm really not a fan right now, and I won't be checking it out until 2009 to see if they actually paid out some more money to fix what was wrong with it. In the meantime, I want to shout out a forum. If you're a fan of forums, some people are, some people aren't. You know, like I said, I normally do a lot of reading on the forums, and then I occasionally will get in there and post whenever I think I have something to add, or maybe even not something great to add. But I do like to get on the forums at least once a day and kind of check out how things are going. One forum I found that I found was very cool, and I think will probably take advantage of some of these people that are going to be leaving Beckett, because I visited today and almost every post was negative on the message board. Nobody liked it. People said they were leaving. People said they saying their goodbyes. So this one site, it's called Trading Card Central. TCC for short, but Trading, T-R-A-D-I-N-G, C-A-R-C-E-N-T-R-A-L.com. TradingCardCentral.com. Check it out if you like forums. They have quite a cool thing. The one thing I really liked about this website is was Beckett was really restrictive on posting links and posting things outside Beckett. They obviously, that was probably their main focus on this new site. They want you to now pay to trade your cards. They want you to use their marketplace more. They have a fan shop now opened up. They want you to basically pay for everything you do on that site. What I liked about this site, man, you could post your YouTube clips. You could post, you know, links to your own websites. You can actually promote if you had a website, if you had cards for sale, there's a forum to actually promote those sales. Trading is free, and it looks like they have a really good feedback system. And I can't say for sure. I don't do a lot of trading on message boards, and it's something that I do only occasionally. But it looks like on this Trading Card Central, if you really like to trade cards, this site looks like it's very heavy in trading. You know, I really like the discussion and kind of the banter back and forth between members and maybe between certain groups of fans of, you know, fans of teams or fans of certain players. But this message boards might not have as much as Beckett in terms of that or as Beckett used to have. But I do anticipate this website growing quite a bit because I know a lot of people that are really upset about the new Beckett. And count me in on one of those people. But TradingCardCentral.com, really cool forum you can check out. I would check it out and sign up and start posting. You can, like I said, if you're into trading or if you're into selling your cards or just kind of getting into the hobby a little bit, check it out. It's a pretty cool site, and it sounds like it's something that they really work on and they really listen to the collectors, and it's a site I look forward to being more part of in the future. So check it out, TradingCardCentral.com. Well, other than that, that's about all I have for collecting news. And it really did kind of peeve me over the weekend when Beckett did switch their site. And it's something that I knew of. And I was a beta tester. I never gave feedback or anything like that. I was just too busy. I checked it out maybe four or five times when I was on there. But it was just, I could see that it really was going to go downhill once they started it up. Because it, to me, it looks like they spent a lot of money on their new site. But they didn't spend enough because to me, to design a really good website, if you really already have one established and you want to make it better, it's something that's probably in the upwards of six figures for Beckett that they probably spent on this new site. And I'm guessing that they'll probably spend another six figures just trying to fix it. So kind of peeved me a little bit. And like I said, I won't be back until 2009. So you guys will have to fill me in. sportscardshow@gmail.com. Send me an email. What we're going to go over today is on our topic is going to be through the mail autographs. I've gotten a few emails, one in particular from a buddy of mine, and I'll shout them out after this break. I'll shout them out, and I'll shout out, you know, how to get some autographs through the mail, maybe some ideas. I'm certainly no expert. A lot of the information I get, obviously, is from message boards or from other collectors. So I'll shout out a little bit of things I know, and if you've got some ideas, feel free to send them to me, and we'll obviously can revisit topics anytime. We're not a corporate entity here, boys. We're free speech, free of mind, and that's what we're going to do here. We're not going to change things up on you. It's only going to get better. And then on the back end, I'm going to shout out a boy that I actually met on, I think it was Trading Card Central. I think that's where I ran into him originally. I think I saw him a little bit on Beckett, but never really talked to him. But I saw him on Trading Card Central. He has his own YouTube page. I encourage you guys to check that out. We're going to shout that out on the Bizak end. But after this short break, we're going to again talk about through the mail autographs, sending your favorite player or a favorite team something through the mail, some cards, an index card, an 8x10 photo, a basketball, a baseball, anything, and see if you can get them to send it back with their John Hancock on it. We'll talk about all that after this. Oh, baby, now let's get down tonight. Hey, 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 baby. I'm hot just like your oven. And I need your loving, baby. I can't hold it much longer. Oh, it's getting stronger, stronger.
when I get that feeling, I got to have sexual healing.
All right, we're back, and as promised, we're going to talk about Through the Mail Autographs, TTM for short, for all you message board geeks out there like myself. But, you know, this subject was brought to you by my boy Mike. Not really sure where he's from, but he's a collector, and we've been exchanging emails, and it looks like he's got a pretty decent collection already. But he was asking me about Through the Mail Autographs, and, you know, it sounded like something he and his brother did, and something he wanted a little bit of information on, and I've got a little bit for you here. First things first is whenever you send something through the mail to a player, you always want to include a self-addressed stamped envelope, or a SACE for short, for more of you message board geeks. So what that is basically you'll send an envelope with, you know, a normal envelope with your cards or an index card or something in there, a ticket stub, something for the player to sign. And then you also want to include in there a stamped envelope. Maybe with two stamps on it, because if you send two or three things in there, you want to make sure it comes back to you. So maybe just spend the extra 42 cents or 59 cents, whatever it is today, and make sure they can just, bam, sign your cards, put it in the mail, give it to the team representative, put it in his mailbox, and boom, it's out the door. And it makes it very easy for the players. And I know there are players that certainly probably, they obviously have plenty of money, most players do, and they may, if you send it without a SACE, they may end up sending them to you, but in the end, it's probably going to take them a little bit more time, and it's going to cost them money, and it may not be something they want to do. So always send a self-addressed stamp envelope so they can just sign your cards, bam, pop it in there, and it's gone. Another thing you want to do is make sure you always send to the team, you know, stadium, the team address, whatever it is, you know, like the Cincinnati Bengals, I think, are on like 1 Paul Brown Way or something like that. Send it to the team, but always put the player's name included. You know, Cincinnati Bengals Stadium, care of Carson Palmer, you know, or do Carson Palmer, care of Cincinnati Bengals, and put the Bengals address. That way, you know, they're going to get it for sure. Now, it could be rumored that you have the player's address or his summer home or whatever it is. But to me, you know, I would hesitate to send to the, you know, a personal address of an athlete, because one, you don't know if it's necessarily the case. And two, you know, these are their guy, this is their home, and this is where, you know, they have their family there, and you don't know, maybe they rent that house out. You don't really know exactly what's going on with that house. So I would always just send it to the stadium, and it's the stadium's obligation to give the player's mail, whether the player reads it or not. I do believe that it's almost postal regulations that these stadiums have to make sure this mail ends up either in assistants or the player's hands. You know, obviously, and you know, this is a subject that you want to cover carefully. Main players like Carson Palmer, Brett Favre, T.O., Tony Romo, LaDainian Tomlinson, all the superstar players. I can't guarantee you this, but I can imagine they probably get bags full of mail, maybe almost every day, but on a weekly basis, they probably get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things through the mail. So you want to keep that in mind. The odds of you getting a LaDainian Tomlinson to send you a signature back, or a superstar player to send you a signature back, is very slim. Now, obviously, there are exceptions, and if you find cases, I encourage you to do so. Back in the day, you know, I would say it was probably 10 or 15 years ago, my brother sent something to Karl Malone, and Karl Malone didn't sign his cards, but actually sent him back a little package with an 8x10 autograph and all this other little Karl Malone stuff. I don't think that really goes on today, especially with a player like a Karl Malone, a high caliber player. I don't think that goes on today. And one reason is these players do get a lot of money for their signature. You know, LaDainian Tomlinson and Kobe Bryant, these guys get paid probably six figures to sign things for Upper Deck and Tops. So, you know, do they really want to give away a lot of it for free? Probably not, you know, unless it's face to face, then, you know, they might feel bad turning you down. But through the mail, you know, it could be like they get the mail, maybe they read it, maybe someone else does, and maybe some real, you know, significant things do get signed. But my guess is the higher end players, your success rate is going to be very low. So that opens the door up to lower end players. And I put that in quotes because if you're on the professional level, you're not a low end player. You're one of the elite players ever. But, you know, you might not be as collectible for one reason or another. And these are really good players to get signed. And I remember getting tons of, especially autographs of basketball players back when I was younger. I'd get all kinds of things from, you know, lower level players or rookies. You know, I was a big Lakers fan and still am today. a lot of you probably don't remember George Lynch and Anthony Peeler and players like that. Eldon Campbell, I got things signed from. I would get a lot of like the mid-range Lakers and get them to send me cards back almost all the time. And some players I'd hit up twice and I'd get them, you know, two or three times. So it's a really cool thing to do. And that's something you want to keep in mind. Some of these lower end NBA talents or some of these bench warmers or, you know, bench players or young players on some of these major league teams, those would be the players that I would go after. Another thing that you want to keep in mind is there's also the minor leagues. You can do the same thing. If you know of a prospect in an organization, you can send to the AA stadium or the AAA stadium. Now, I want to caution you a little bit because players get bounced around really quickly in the minors and they get called up or they get traded or they get sent down, whatever it is. So you want to be careful when you send it. You know, you want to make sure that he's going to be on that team for at least maybe another month or two. And you also want to probably do it in season because as these players leave their minor league teams turn over usually very quickly. So if you send it toward the off season, this player may not get, you know, what you sent him. And if you're sending real valuable things, I've seen game used bats get sent and people send baseballs and things like that. You just want to be careful when you send something like that. Obviously, if the value is nothing to you and you're rolling in the dough, forget about it. Just send them whatever you want. But, you know, if you're on a tight budget or if you, you know, you don't have a lot of money or if you don't have a lot of things to get signed, you know, you want to be careful what you send these players. But I heard success rate is fairly good for the minor leagues because one, these guys might have a lot of time on their hand, and two, they might not get a lot of mail. And it, you could get some very high prospects or some really highly touted prospects and get their autographs. A third thing, now I don't maybe recommend this, but it is something that I saw people do, especially Notre Dame collectors and Michigan collectors and Ohio State collectors, big colleges. You could send something to them. You know, there's some superstar athletes in college. You know, I don't know if you sent something to Tim Tebow, whether or not he'd send it back. I'm sure he gets quite a bit of mail, and he probably is getting a lot of other things in college. But, you know, he may not have a lot of time for signing autographs. But some of these mid-range talents in college, you know, when I was in college and I was living on campus and stuff, I knew quite a few athletes and stuff, and some of them did get drafted in the bigs, none of them high and none of them like, you know, real superstars. But, you know, I don't think they got any fan mail. And I think if they did, they definitely would have sent you something back. And I actually saw some things on some message boards, people getting hand signed letters back from some of these athletes. So something I don't necessarily recommend because these guys are amateurs. And if you're looking to get these autographs and maybe sell them down the future, I don't know if I really want to recommend you doing something like that. You can do it if you want, but don't take it from me that it's something you should try. I don't know the success rate, but if you are a fan of a college or if you have a favorite athlete that maybe grew up in your area and then went on to a big college, you know, send them some mail. You never know. They probably will write you back and they maybe send you some autographs. So, you know, that's about it. That's, you know, what I got for you for through the mail. To me, the superstar players are probably very few and far between that send things back, but you never know. It's always worth a shot. Obviously, if you've got, you know, a common Kobe Bryant, which may at the most be worth a dollar or two, you know, send it to him. You never know. Maybe these players, I know back in the day, I would send things off to players and maybe they wouldn't sign my stuff, but they would send me something else back, either, you know, a fan club that they have or just some items that they had that they send all fans that contact them. You never know. But recently I did contact Joe Nathan. I wanted to get something of Joe Nathan. I wanted to get something signed of him, and he did send me something back. So it does happen. Joe Nathan, I would consider somewhat of a superstar. He's an all-star in the MLB, and he does sign. So you have someone you may want to shout out. And whether or not you get something back, I don't know. Maybe I was a lucky one, but who knows? But that's about it for I have for through the mail autographs. After this, I'm going to shout out a dude on YouTube you should check out. He does a few interesting things, not necessarily a whole lot of box breaks, but shows you some mail days and gives you some updated stuff. And he looks like he updates his site quite a bit. And that's someone, if you're a Yankees fan or a Bernie Williams or Melky Cabrera fan, you may want to check him out. And that's coming back after this.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mr. Buster. Where the fuck you at? Can't scrap a lick. So I know you got your dick on.
What up? We're back. Okay, as promised. YouTube. WMB1287. WMB1287. This is the guy's name. Check him out on YouTube. He is a Yankees collector. Bernie Williams, Melky Cabrera. So if you're a Yankees guy and you like to see cards of him, it looked like he had some pretty nice cards of these guys, you'll want to check it out. He does a few mail days, and he does some box breaks, and he does a little bit of everything. But to me, I like that he updates it, it looks like, quite frequently. So if you're looking for a new YouTube person that updates their stuff, and it looks like a young guy, I don't know how old he was, but he didn't look that old, probably wasn't even as old as I am, and I'm old and gray at 26 years old, so we'll see. Someone you want to check out, and if you check him out, make sure you shout me out. Tell him you heard about him through the Sports Card Show. Tell him I sent you, and maybe he'll send me a cool Melky Cabrera card because I really like that guy. No, I'm just kidding. But do tell him if you do get in contact with him and you do like his stuff, WMB1287, check him out on YouTube. Tell him SIBO sent you from the Sports Card Show. And if you've got anybody you check out on YouTube, send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Check me out. You know, that's about it that we have for today's show. I'm going to make it a really short one for y'all. Check me out for my next show. I'm not exactly sure what we'll be talking about, but in about a month, I'm actually going to start doing some box breaks. We're going to start doing, I don't know, probably some lower-end product. We're not going to be busting the Exquisite or anything like that. Man, if I had $500 to spend, it's not going to be on a box of cards. I would easily spend $500 on some single cards and some things I pick out so I know exactly what I'm getting. But I am not going to spend $5,000 on a box of cards where I have no idea what's inside. But we will be doing some, you know, probably, you know, what I saw today was SP Authentic Baseball. Like last year's SP Authentic Baseball, that's like an $80 or $90 box wholesale when it first comes out. It's usually like $100 and $120 when it first hits the street. Well, I think I saw it the other day, not even at a wholesale price, for less than $60. And I think it has two Letterman autographs per box, or at least one per box, and some other hits and maybe some rookies and things like that. So I thought that might be a kind of a cool box. It's a real kind of low budget box, and maybe we'll pop one of those on eBay. Or actually, excuse me, I will buy a few and pop them on eBay, but we'll pop one on a box break, and maybe we'll start a YouTube page and we'll start doing some things over there. But more than likely, I'll probably do a video podcast. I'm pretty sure I can do that. So maybe once a month, maybe we'll do like a video box break or kind of something like that. And in the future, also in about a month, we'll be running some contests. Now that I'm getting some listeners, it looks like I have about every week I have about 100 to 200 people, about 150 usually, either download the show or listen to it. And obviously, as we gather more shows, we'll get more listeners. But that's pretty decent for only being doing this for about a month. I think it's pretty cool that we have at least 100, 150 people checking us out every week. So that's pretty cool. And we'll get some contests going. I'm going to pull out some single cards, and maybe we'll do some special things when we bust a box on here. Maybe we'll allocate some packs to a member that either contacts me the most or asks me the best questions or whatever it is. So send me some emails, sportscardshow@gmail.com. I want to let you know some of you guys have sent me some emails. Mike and, a lot of you have sent me some emails. And I want you to let you know, Chris, you also sent me an email, and some other of you know who you are. You've sent me emails. I'm not going to forget about you. You're going to have a leg up in any contests we run in the future. So if you want to be one of the first people to contact me, do so now. sportscardshow@gmail.com. SPORTSCARDSHOW. Yeah, take me to the National Spelling Bee Contest. I will contend with those kids, boys. sportscardshow@gmail.com. Send me an email anytime you want. Like I said, in about a month, I would say starting in September, we're going to do at least one box break, and we're going to have one contest. Send me what boxes you want to see broken. Send me what kind of cards you want to see me raffle off for y'all. And until then, take it easy. Good luck with your collection. TradingCardCentral.com. Check them out. I really like that message board, and you'll see me on there. I'll see y'all later. Hey, why don't I just plug my website, NorCalSportsShop.com. Check that out, too, while you're at it. See y'all later.